Able to get the victory here. You're able to advance on to the semifinals. 3-2 fashion it was. What were your overall thoughts on today's match?
Well, it was a good game. We went out there and worked hard all 80 minutes. We had a few minutes where in the first half they scored one and we had a few minutes of a little energy bust going down. But thankfully, they were able to overcome that. We talked about that at halftime. And in the second half, they really just had a big group effort. We were playing smart. The wind was a giant factor of this game. Maddie Harbaugh's first goal in the first half was simply she took a great shot and the wind held it and dropped it right behind the keeper. And we're so happy to see Maddie Knutson get a goal. We've been telling her to take that shot all year long, so that was super exciting for her. And I'm just really happy about the group effort. We told the girls we have to manage the clock, we have to manage the play, we have to manage our emotions, and we did all those things, and we stuck it out to the very end. And it's really fun to play Pelican Rapids. They're a competitive team, and it was a fun game to watch and coach. There of course was moments where I was like, let's put this ball in the net, and we had lots of opportunities, but I'm so happy that we were able to hold on and get the win.
It felt like it was a team win there. Not really anyone really stood out. It felt like that was a collective effort by all 11 players on the field, and also you having some substitutions come on. Is that a fair summarization of this match?
It totally is. In the beginning of the game and in our pre-visit, you said, you know, what is it going to take to win? And my very first thing was teamwork. And that's exactly what we saw out here. Reese Swanson had some incredible big saves. Not every goalie is going to go out there and put their whole body out in front and just go digging for that ball. And so she was a huge contributor. Nashley Tellez in the center midfield, or center defense, excuse me, she was just all over. She had a couple big stops at the end of the game. And we just collectively worked together. I'm so proud of the girls for working hard and sticking to it and believing in themselves and finding the goal, right? Like, that was the second thing I talked about, was we have to defend our goal and we have to find the goal.
And found the goal. You did three times. It was tied at 1-1 late in the first half. And then you were able to get a goal with Maddie Knutson. She just kind of fired it on, and that went in. Did that seem to bring another wave of energy to the Pirates, especially because that was right before the half?
I think that set the standard for going into the second half. Of course, the worst lead in soccer is 2-0. The second worst lead in soccer is 1-0, because mentally you feel like you have it in the, you feel like they have the win, right? And so sometimes people will sit back, or they don't be first to the ball, or they don't win the ball in the air, or those little things that really control the game. And so that was really helpful to get that goal. It made us feel good. And yet we talked about how we cannot let up on the gas pedal. We have got to pressure, because we were playing against the wind in the second half. And so that takes a lot of energy, right? And so we had to just play smart and play our game. They clogged up the middle so well, and so we had to recognize and use the outside lanes. And frankly, that's what we just did. And when we used that outside lane, it created opportunities in the middle and in the far side, and we were able to have runners and make passes, and that was very efficient for us.
You had a lot of opportunities in the first half, of course, but I was really impressed in the second half, and you mentioned it, how after the goal, it really kind of gave the Pirates a lot of energy, and playing into that wind. The wind had a massive effect. You know, for those listening on radio, I tried to tell them as much as possible. It really was an effect on it, and you guys seemed, and this is just, you know, the casual eye saying, that it seemed like you guys played a better half in the second half, managing the win, even able to push a goal across too, nearly getting a couple more there in the end, as the ball, if it takes a couple different direction, a couple of different bounces, it goes in the net. Thoughts on the second half?
Yeah, so the wind was brutal. And that's why we love Minnesota, right? We always have some sort of wind. And so I affectionately say it's just our welcoming committee here to Kirkston. And so, yeah, we had to be very mindful. We had to be mindful of how we played the ball. You know, if we were making crosses and we were going one direction, we needed to lift it. If we were going another direction, we need to keep that ball on the ground. And the girls stayed composed, even going against the wind, and they really did have a very good second half. There's a few moments in the first half when I felt like we just weren't on. We weren't clicking all 11 players one-to-one, connecting all of our passes and our shots, which is interesting because we were going with the wind and we had that advantage. So I was glad to see in the second half we were able to get that composure, and wind or not, we were able to play an awesome second half.
So now you advance to the semifinals. We don't even know who you're playing yet, but we do know you're playing on Saturday. How good does that feel?
Well, we are so excited. We love playing soccer and any more games that we can play, right? It's a blank slate. I told the girls going into today, it does not matter what our record was leading up to now, right? Like, we've played lots of different formations. We've had lots of different substitutions. And what really matters is what we do from today moving forward. On Saturday, we will play either East Grand Forks or Fergus Falls Hillcrest. And so if we play Hillcrest, that game would be here. If we play East Grand Forks, that game would be in East Grand Forks. I would say, based on records, we'll probably be playing in East Grand Forks. And so that means we have a busy day tomorrow, because the way for which East Grand Forks plays and the strategy and the formation that they have is very different than Pelican Rapids. And so we will have to be talking about that and looking at our formation and come ready, because we just got to leave it all out there. We have to play team defense, and obviously we have to find a way to put the ball in the net.
Unfortunately, you don't have a lot of time to celebrate this victory, because in probably less than 48 hours, you're going to have to turn right back around and play in the semifinals. But that's a good problem to have, right?
That's a great problem to have. We're going to use our excitement, and we're going to use our senior leadership. And we have lots of formal and informal leaders on our team, and I love that about our team this year. And so when people need a pick-me-up or a cheerleader, their teammates are there to do that. So I want them to enjoy this win and be super proud of themselves. And no matter what happens on Saturday, as long as we go out and be competitive and we know that we left all 80 minutes out there, then whatever happens, it is what it is. Like, we've had a great season. We've had tons of fun. And hopefully we can find the win. We have to have the confidence. I was just telling the girls in the meeting after the game that when we go to Saturday's game, the game is part physical, but the game is very mental as well. And so we have to be mentally prepared to be tough and to have confidence. And so I've challenged them to be mentally prepared for Saturday. So I'm really excited to see what Saturday offers us, and we want to represent Crookston as best we can.
Well, you mentioned it was a great season so far, and the great season continues. Best of luck on Saturday, and congratulations on today's win.
Thank you, and thank you for being here.